This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Militants fired dozens of rockets from Gaza as Israeli strikes rained down on the Hamas-ruled territory today. Israel's missile defense system, the Iron Dome, was activated across the area to intercept incoming missiles. Israeli vehicles could be seen stationed along the border with Gaza, and a white surveillance balloon was released. Joe Federer, who's the Associated Press news director for Israel, is in Jerusalem.
Israel and Hamas are now in the second week of heavy fighting. We don't see any slowdown in the fighting. Israel continues to pound Gaza with dozens and dozens of airstrikes around the clock. Hamas also firing dozens of rockets toward Israeli cities. No slowdown in the fighting. Yesterday was an especially bloody day with over 40 people killed in Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. We don't see anything of that magnitude today. Israel did assassinate one of the leaders of the Islamic Jihad militant group in a targeted airstrike. But for the most part, Israel says it's focusing its airstrikes today on Hamas infrastructure.
The White House says President Joe Biden expressed support for a ceasefire in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday.
Fellow Democrat, the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
Through quiet, intensive diplomacy.
But in a later call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire. Fellow Democrats have been pushing him to demand one. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls that nonsense, saying it suggests both sides carry equal blame.
I completely reject this obscene moral equivalent.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.